It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're joined today by JD in the Straight Shot. Jim, do you want to introduce everyone, or should everyone introduce themselves?
Oh, I'll introduce them. I don't ever want to pass up that opportunity. Let's start with our bass player, Mr. Byron House from the great state of Tennessee, and the fabulous city of Nashville.
There's a few musicians there, I hear.
One or two.
And he is actually one of the more renowned bass players out of the city of Nashville, too. And then next to him is Mr. Mark Copley. Mark is a songwriter, probably first, guitar player, right, close second, right? Singer.
Whatever pays the bills.
Singer, right? And he's also our musical director. That he's a distant fourth in.
And van driver.
Oh, and he's really, no, that doesn't even hit the charts. witness him trying to find a parking space here today.
Yeah.
Next to him is Erin Slaver.
Hi.
And there's Erin. She's our vocalist, and she's also our violin player. And Erin and I sing together on several songs in the band. And then off to my other side is Mr. Aiden Dolan, who has the unfortunate position of being my son, as well as being the guitar player and singer in the band, as well as he is a composer. And he has composed several of the songs that are on our latest record, Where I've Been. And then there's me, and I'm Where I've Been.
And you, of course, are Jim Dolan. And let's start with Where I've Been, the most recent record. A friend of our radio station and friend of mine, Joe Walsh, worked with you on that. How was the experience of working with Joe? Experiences, I think I would probably ask, knowing Joe.
Well, we spent a lot of time with Joe. I mean, I've actually known Joe for a long time, but this is the first time I ever felt like I was working for him. He took the project very seriously, listened to all the music first, and before he would tell us whether he would produce it or not. And then he came in and he did a, you know, first-class producer's job. He worked with a mixer editor named Bruce Sugar, right? Works out of Capitol Records in L.A. And they really got the best out of us. They really pushed us for the best sound and spent a lot of time on the mix. But I felt really pushed the band to put out the best product we could. And so we're real happy with the record.
Mine. Now she's so
pennies and you're stuck in the back of the line. I once rolled a seven, then lost it all betting. Now I'm scrambling for a dime. Someone you can trust when all your good luck goes bust. Someone to call mine is so hard to find. A reason to try is so hard to find.
When did you start playing music, and what inspired you to really throw yourself into music full force?
Well, I was young. I was I first started listening to music like when I was 13, 14 years old, and that was the Beatles, right? Actually, I remember the first record I owned, I think, was Magical Mystery Tour. My love of music grew from then. But then when I hit around 16, 17 years old, the Allman Brothers had come out with their Fillmore East record, right? And I just played the grooves right off of that baby. So as big a speaker as I could possibly find. I would just sort of lay in front of the speaker, and I would imagine the music entering my feet and going through the rest of my body up to my head. I just loved it so much. I found every riff on that record was just got me. And that, I think, when I think about a record, that might be the one that really,
that lit the torch.
Right. That's where the hook got set.
How did the band come together? Obviously, I know that Aiden, that was probably a short walk down the hall for you to get in a band. But how did the other members, how did they all find their way to being in the Straight Shot?
Well, besides me, Mark is has the most seniority in the band. So, and plus he's the one who puts puts the players together nowadays. So you want to give a history of your time at JD and the Straight Shot?
Well, I joined the band, a mutual friend of ours, Charlie Drayton, had worked with Jim, on putting a band together, and he put a great band together.
2005 was around there?
I think it was around 2005.
Six, right.
Yeah. And so we went out and toured with the Eagles, and we did some opening for Joe Walsh, Don Henley, that crew, and a
few others.
Yeah, and we just kept kind of moving, and kind of just, it evolved into almost de-evolving into a smaller band these days with just kind of more of a bluegrass setup, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Hard times on the plane, cold nights and freezing rain. Could not break me down. Truth is hard to hold, harder when it's told. It will not break me down. Creep by my bedroom door, walk softly on the floor, so not to make a sound. House filled with vicious lies, pounding hearts and babies cry. It will not break me down. Born and raised to stand my ground, and to this house I am bound forever. Forever. I will not break, I will not bend. Always ready to defend forever, forever.
desperate prayer, Christmas gifts that were never there, will not break me down. Whispered plans to be laid, plans to leave a love betrayed, it will not break me down. Born and raised to stand my ground, to this house I am bound forever, forever. I will not break, I will not bend, I'm always ready to defend forever, forever. To this house I am bound forever, forever. I will not break, I will not bend, I'm always ready to defend forever, forever. Old and broke and filled with fear, when all is gone I'll still be here. It will not break me down. Look around, you will see, there's nothing left but me. It did not break me down.
You do have perspective, though, you know, when it comes to the entertainment biz, you know, working at, mm-hmm. you know, being, having the, and here in Los Angeles, helping launch, relaunch the Forum.
That is probably one of the best examples of perspective that I can give from, and why what I do here with my band and with music has actually enhanced what I do in my professional and my business life. We've done over 50 dates touring with the Eagles, and we've played every kind of arena. And you know, as the warm up band for the Eagles, you do not necessarily get the very best accommodations backstage. But then even when you go and you visit, you know, Don Henley or Joe Walsh, right, or Glenn, etc., even their accommodations aren't, you know, that appealing. I mean, they're basically locker rooms with drapes around them, and you know, they're not a place that you really would want to spend a lot of time on. So so when we redid the Forum, one of the commitments I made is that I was going to create the very best backstage, the most artist-friendly backstage we could possibly make. Now, I know not a lot of people get to go back there, but I will tell you that for the artists, it's all about making them as comfortable and as ready to give you a performance as possible. And then on the other side, we've also been in some of these venues. We go out and we do a sound check, and you know, you step up there and you say the first word, and about a second later, it comes back at you from the other side of the venue. So the Forum has we spent a lot of resources making the Forum the best sounding venue that we could. And actually, what I've heard from the artists who have played there is they think that it's one of the best sounding venues in the world. And I'm very proud of that. So the experience that we've had touring with the Eagles and even on our own, a lot of that can be seen in the design elements of the Forum.
Any gas left in your tank? Whatever's left, you got yourself to thank. How far can you go? Look in the mirror, tell me what you see. How you got like this is a mystery. Where is the grace, the lines on your face. I got more time behind me than ahead to the finish line. My tires are losing tread, wearing thin like my skin. It's where I've been. I used to dance with bourbon and rye. Just give me a call, I'd always reply. Let's shake a leg. Now gravity's got a hold on me, and things just ain't where they used to be. Seems like a sin. Where'd I get this second chin? Got more time behind me than ahead to the finish line. My tires are losing tread, wearing thin like my skin. It's where I've been. I could have been great. All those regrets, I'm not done yet. Just give me a little more time to try. I knew then what I know today, but live and learn, it's the only way. There's always regret as you watch the sunset. I've got more time behind me than ahead to the finish line. My tires are losing tread, wearing thin like my skin. It's where I've been.
Session's been great, you know, the playing's been great, and the camaraderie has been great too, so it's great to have you out here, and we hope you won't be strangers. We hope you'll come back and see us sometime, because where else, after all, do you get bottled water that was once the water of Elvis Presley?
That's right.
I can't wait to try and sing some Elvis songs out
there. I could see your hips were starting to swivel there once you
parked. Yeah, but they're old. They kind of creak a little.
Well, we want to thank JD and the Straight Shot, Jim Dolan and company for coming out today and joining us live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.